and I will admit I hate myself. Yet, if I were left alone, I do not think my personal taste would affect my decision. I will say that for myself. Either I hack about with a blunt razor, my razors are always blunt, until I am a kind of Whitechapel horror, and with a hair in tufts upon my chin, like that of Bojeman's head. Or else I have to spend all the morning being dabbed about the face by a barber with damp hands. In either case, it is a repulsive thing to have eating into one's time when one might be living, and I have calculated that all the hair I have lost in this way, put end to end, would reach Berlin. All that vital energy thrown away. However, thorns and bristles shall it bring forth to thee? I suppose it is part of the primal curse, and I try and stand it like a man. But the thing is a bother all the same. Then, after shaving, comes the hunt for the collar stud. Of all idiotic inventions, the modern collar is the worst. A man who has to write things for such readers as